Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. Slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 71. Currently it is 62 with rain in the town. Also, flood warning till 9 a.m., cousins.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this Throwback Thursday?
Ready to talk some black excellence.
Yeah, we have the Academy stopping by. They will be talking about resources for our black youth and leaders out in the town. And then also, your TMG goes down into 23s. President Donald Trump indirectly responds to Juicy's Erica Kirk skit. And good question for you. Hazing or is it earning your stripes? Jill Scott speaks on a story with Aretha Franklin.
Uh-oh, little April showers for all my April babies out here. I love this song right here, man. Drew Hill, maybe they'll perform this at the concert. Hustle and Shine, Throwback Thursday.
Loving you is all I need. Never take your love from me. Cause I think I would lose my mind if you would go away. Don't say you'll never leave my side. That forever you'll be mine. April shower me with your love. And girl,
haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Whatever it is you seek to obtain, seek also to obtain understanding. Achievement and experience need connection in order to have value, and understanding enables that connection. Understanding is gained through time, effort, involvement, and commitment. It's what makes the difference between authentic activities and shallow imitations. Every possession, every relationship, every activity derives meaning and benefit from understanding. It's important to understand the why, the how, the context, the history, the potential of life's many facets. Be curious and caring enough to understand, and diligent enough to continue deepening your understanding. That serves to greatly enrich your life and the lives of those around you. It's never enough to possess the mere tokens of a good life, no matter how impressive they may be. Make sure you understand why they matter, as well as your role in keeping life's manifold goodness viable. Invest yourself in understanding. It makes all the difference in the quality of your world. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 71. Currently one hit is 61. Light rain at Swopel. During his recent address to the nation, President Donald Trump appeared to encourage Erica Kirk to take legal action against comedian Drewski.
You're doing well, right? Okay. I think you should sue him, but, you know. Well, I told her, you're to sue somebody. They're so jealous of Erica. I said, you're to sue their... I can say it. You're not allowed to say this. You have to be nicer. Sue their ass off.
Now, this was either before or after Trump also said, quote, we can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. All these people. We're fighting wars. Just throwing it out there.
Come on, man. You know old boy gonna pick and choose. I will say Drewski, he is causing a stir. Mm-hmm. Whenever it gets to the top of the country like that,
yeah.
He be careful, dog. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be all right.
Yeah, be careful. Mm-hmm. Because there's
Cause
a lot
of... he's not the first comedian to do something like this.
Nah, but this is unprecedented times, D. This is somebody who has very thin skin, who is vindictive,
yeah,
and unfortunately has a lot of power at their hands right now, and they can kind of get away with whatever. So I advise Drewski, look.
Keep your head on the swivel, huh?
For real.
Other news, actress Megan Good opens up about how an attempt to clear up some hyperpigmentation led to unintentional skin bleaching.
I went to this esthetician in LA who was helping me with like anti-aging things. Mm-hmm. Then she was like, well, I just want to fix like some of the dark spots that you have. And I'm like, no, it's kind of like natural contour. And she was like, no, but your skin will be so clear, da 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 da. I start using the product. I instantly see that I'm getting lighter. Mm-hmm. And she's like, don't worry. Just give it a few weeks. Uh-oh. All your color will come back, da 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 da.
Yeah.
I give it a few weeks and I look like so pale and so crazy.
I remember that. I was concerned, mm-hmm. actually. So.
Yeah, you and everybody else. And so she talked about that in depth and how, you know, people thought she was trying to bleach her skin and all of these things. She hated her blackness, all of those type of things. And there's so many different regimens for skincare out there that everybody's trying to look good, especially on the women's side. Like, we have conversations about this type of stuff all day long. And sometimes until you take it, you don't see how it's really going to affect your body. So give people a little bit of grace and understanding.
Got a dark skin friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a light skin friend,
look like Megan Good. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Elena Page with the next page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, look, we all love these R&B throwback concerts. That's why we got this R&B Lovers Tour winning week. Listen all week for your chance, especially today is the last day for your chance to get them tickets to see Keith Sweat, Joe, Drew Hill, and Cut Close tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center.
Win.
Tomorrow night. Listen and win right here on Hot 103 Jams. We got those tickets for you with That's My Jam later on in the show in the 8 o'clock hour. D, It was almost some fisticuffs at City Hall yesterday. You sent me a little video.
Yeah, I sensed it. Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
So the Kansas City business owners, they are pissed. They not only did they rally Monday morning against a proposed ordinance that would ban certain alcohol sales in part of Kansas City, but they linked up at City Hall yesterday, and it was some commotion. It was some furniture moving for a second. But some business owners who spoke out at this rally that they had on Monday said that banning certain alcohol sales targeted parts of Kansas City, and it is not the answer.
Worst idea ever. All a ban will do is board up buildings.
I feel like it's a form of redlining. I feel like certain stores were selected, certain stores were targeted.
If we all work together, then we can come to some real solutions rather than just banning, because it's going to create a situation where people are going to have to fire people.
Yeah. So, D, I'm mixed on this.
Yeah, because I'm reading a little bit more, and I know that the understanding is the ban would be specifically to selling half pints, minis, airplane, the little airport shots, those type of things, and as well as malt beverages sold in 40-ounce containers.
Yeah, those are the little quick, easy little
right.
1-2-1 shots.
You still
or whatever.
Feel the same way?
I feel bad for the business owners. I do, because that's a stream of revenue that they depend on. Mm. But at what point do we stop selling that stuff to our community?
Yeah.
You know, but
there's a lot of questions. Yeah,
they're gonna get it somewhere else. And then there was somebody who compared it to redlining. Yeah. And at first I was like, about
right.
that. But then it's like, okay, if you pick certain parts of the city where you have to stop selling things, okay, all right, I get the analogy.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for the business owners, but I don't know if this is the answer though.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe we all need to come together and think a little bit more about this situation.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
And unfortunately, a sign of the times is a lot of companies cutting, you know, what they call trimming the fat, but cutting jobs to people in Kansas City, D, and Oracle has hit our community hard. So they're cutting more than 500 employees. So major technology company, they submitted a worker adjustment and retraining notification act notice to the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce, informing that the company will be terminating 539 employees from its campus right here across the street on Hillcrest. So the campus is not closing, but the layoffs are expected to be permanent.
This is unfortunate.
And I know a couple of people that is affected. And just to wake up and like
on April Fool's Day of all days, because that's when everything was reported. Not sure if they indicated that to the workers before it hit headlines.
That's
hopefully
crazy.
Hopefully so. But I mean, the employees are set to leave their job and their positions between May 26th and June 1st. And that's really that's a terrible time. I'm thinking of rent being due. Now we got a lot of families that's trying to figure things out for them, their kids, their spouse. So we just want to send some extra love to our cousins out there that are possibly facing losing their jobs.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Hey, love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. You're listening live there. Are you seeing us right now? Act a fool in the studio on the YouTube and Facebook stream at Hot 103 Jams. Love you cousins that's there. Or shout out to all the cousins that's riding they whips, listening the old school way in your car. You're downtown in the loop. Oh, I know you frustrated because it's packed. It's jam-packed. You on 71. Take your time. It's cool.
Yes,
it's raining outside. The hydroplaning that's going on over there in Kansas on 35.
Watch them puddles.
Man, be cool, y'all. Whatever you're doing, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time,
you
cousin. Shout out to the cousins on the Facebook stream. You want to see us live in studio like B was talking about, you can just go to Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, and you'll see us. Shout out to the cousins already in the comments. LaVita Karasticks always tapped in with us. Toy, Nicole, Marcus Hearn, we appreciate you. D-Mac Kerr, big love to Sanders, Monica. Shout out to Stacey Davis, as always, Carlene Johnson, Henrietta Clark. We appreciate all our cousins in the comments. And then the Hustle and Shine text line, you know that thing. Thumping on this Throwback Thursday. Big love to Leslie Washington. Have a blessed day. Sending some love from Naomi K. And big love and a happy birthday to Bestie Reese. Hope you have an amazing day. Carmen Nard, hey, cousin. She got hooked up with some tickets earlier this week, so I know she's feeling good. Big love to Miss Yates, second grade teacher at Banneker Elementary.
Uh-huh.
Big love to Anthony Drone, Brandocious, Shane Blaze, Anastasia Jackson. Happy Thursday. She said, look, she needs some tickets, but she can't sing. You got to figure it out, cousin. Better get them notes warmed up. And, of course, always love to our family, Rich Harris, always tapping in with us, and Brandon Blake on that Twitter side. We appreciate you always, cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
722 on your time. It's a high of 70, currently 61. Rain showers at Fleming Park. Auntie Jill Scott shares a story about Aretha Franklin. She shares some stories about our late Auntie Aretha Franklin and what she learned. Now, this is the start of what Aretha told her when she met her.
Go to the corner and get me two hot dogs with cooked onions and mustard. And I went.
Yes. What did that teach you?
Well, I would, one, say be nicer to people, but two, you gotta earn your stripes. Now I am that woman to a certain degree. And now I just have a task for you. I wanna see what you're gonna do. Mm-hmm. Don't waste it. Mm. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. It's too valuable.
Ooh wee, I can go on for 5 minutes about this. Okay, so first off, I will never ask nobody to do anything that I didn't do or that I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that. And
somebody send you on a cheesecake run?
Oh, I went on presidential platter runs here.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, you did. You did mention that back in the day.
When I tell y'all I'm the last of a dying breed when it comes to this radio station and what you can do to people,
mm-hmm.
I am the last, okay? Because I done seen the ones that came after me.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one out there washing the Hummers, washing the vans by
hand. And you was an intern. You did that during your intern time?
Yes, 20 years ago.
And I feel like that makes sense. That's good. You know, building some character.
I didn't have no gas money in this Cadillac that I got. I got the Cadillac daddy because my daddy had passed away, dog. So I did take premium gas, bro. Oof. But they asked me to go
through there.
Like, I remember Rich, he asked me to go get a presidential platter because we had some artist in here, it was Bow Wow or something. He was up in here, so I had to go.
Gracious, I'm his.
But it's certain things that I feel like, and she says something about being not wasting my time or something.
Yes, very important.
DJ Dupe, another one. 2014, she was in here. She was like, can you teach me how to DJ? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. A million people ask me that. You come in here with a board or with a controller, I see you want to invest in your future.
Yeah, like you serious. Because if you put money behind it, then that shows people that, okay, cool.
A month and a half later, she came up here with it. Y'all see where DJ Dupe is now. So
internationally known.
You see where Deanna Hustle is now. You know, you see where DJ Astro is now. I mean, these are all people under my umbrella. I'm just saying, you come with me, you're gonna be a superstar. I'm just saying.
Oh, he talking stuff. Who shout you
out,
feeling like?
Shout out. I love all y'all because y'all put in the work.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all,
for sure.
I just try to do my part in trying to help along. But it's all about paying it forward though at the end of the day.
And paying it forward is perfect. Country Wayne actually speaks about the famous in the world, how they need to actually invest in their community.
God don't let you get this big for no reason. It ain't for us. He let us enjoy good things. That's why the more you enjoy, the bigger you get. You be depressed because you realize, dog, that ain't what we're supposed to do. You feel better when you do get
helping
that.
People. You ain't lying.
And if you making $1 million or such and such, bro, you could change so many people's lives.
He is not lying.
With you when you're right.
Yeah.
And that's why we've talked a lot on this show about those leaders like that. I consider Tyler Perry one of those people, too, that puts a lot of people on. People might be mad at some of the TV shows. Like, we keep hearing the same thing. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. But you know how many people he's employing?
Yeah.
You know how many people now have a come up?
He got his own little Hollywood.
Little.
You know, seclusion.
Over 300 acres.
Yeah, so It is all about putting people on, dog, because I always say you got to be a blessing. When you be a blessing to somebody else, it's going to come back around. That's called paying it forward to me.
Yeah. Now, if you get that blessing and you fumble it, baby, that is on you.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Cousins, you need some resources? You know we're going to point you in the right direction. This morning, in the studio, up hustling and shining, we got another organization down to help the cause of Kansas City.
Yes. Major shout out to Black Excellence Academy. They are in the building. We have Jaquita, the founder and executive director, joining us. Also, CJ, a board member, joining us. How you all doing today?
Good. Thank
we
you for
are
having
definitely
us.
Blessed and happy to be here.
I know that's right.
Such a full circle moment for us, for sure.
It is. So before you go into talking about the resources of Black Excellence Academy, I know you all have an informational going down this Saturday. I want to give some flowers to CJ. Major shout out to you because actually I've given this story a lot of times, but when I first came to Kansas City, I was a student at UMKC. I didn't know anything, but you were the person that came up to me and said, "Hey, boo, I got a radio show at the student station. You should come." This was my first day as a student.
Duh.
On UMKC's campus in Kansas City. Had no idea I wanted to do radio. And so this moment, like you mentioned, is full circle for you and I. Because, you know, having this hustle and shine in the morning moment. And then you being the person that introduced me to radio in Kansas City, even though it was on a college campus, is so big. So I want to say thank you. And I appreciate you. You know, I always love you.
And thank you so much for, you know, I brought you to a radio station. Now you're bringing me to one.
Yeah.
So, you know, God is good. And that's all we can say. Like, He know what he doing, and I am so blessed and happy to have you still be a part of my life after all this time. So
absolutely.
It was meant to be.
Now, how can we bless the cousins out there with Black Excellence Academy?
All right, so Black Excellence Academy is a brand new college access and cultural emerging leadership program. So it is for class of 2028. So if you are a sophomore or if you know any sophomore students who are going into their junior year who are interested in going to college, the biggest thing is we are really looking for students who want to attend college but don't really have the resources or support or don't know those next steps. Like, I know we were talking earlier about paying it back, and that's exactly what this program is. Our entire board is from either the inner city of Kansas City or the inner city of St. Louis, and our main goal is to give back into ways that we didn't have.
Right. So and it's not just about getting in the door. It's more about staying inside and making sure that you get to that degree, because a lot of times, and you know, we've all seen this, we're all alumni of UMKC, and we've all seen, you know, some of our brightest students get thrown to the wayside by the system. Our scholars are not DEI. They are not, you know, throwaways. They are not, you know, just there on scholarships. Like, we really need to support them. And we needed that support. You know, we had a lot of hungry nights up there in them dorms. And we got to make sure that, you know, students are not only getting in the door, but getting the keys they need to succeed, both culturally, whether that be what we did with men of color or KRU or, you know, all of that. But also, you know, offering long-term mentorship and, you know, just access to college culture, whether it be D9, or and then also
opening them up to that portal of opportunities. Yes,
how to maintain your identity in that space, because it's very hard acclimating the college culture, but also keeping that identity piece that a lot of times they try to wash out of you, embarrass you out of in some of those classes.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that. Yeah,
being the only Northwest Missouri State Bearcat on this show.
Where the tomatoes at?
Girl, bye. Y'all ain't got no football team.
Nobody care about that. We ain't heard about Northwest. We ain't finna go into that.
My spirit. Anyway. Y'all hear that? Brew up, y'all.
No, but it's what you just talked about with the cultural thing. We need to have a conversation about that, because at a PWI, you can be flooded out, like you said.
Yeah, and we went to PWI, and that's why that culture piece is so important, because I have a higher education degree. So one thing that I've learned in my research is that if you teach minority students, especially little Black students, about their culture and their history and who they are, they're more likely to strive to be successful, to try to break the barriers that are holding them back. So
yeah, we talking with our folks, our cousins over here at Black Excellence, man. We're giving out resources, giving out internships, and the Black Excellence Academy work hand in hand with sophomores who are trying to prepare for 2028, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, the class of 2028. So we left the discussion off culture and you trying to maintain your culture at whatever college that you're going to. Mostly PWIs right now. You really don't have to worry about this at HBCUs. But I know at Northwest Missouri State on that campus, it might be when
probably
I was there.
Probably just you, wasn't it?
Well, I'll say when I was there, maybe enrollment was like 8,000. Like out of 8,000, maybe 600 was Black.
Really?
And then half of that was athletes. And y'all know athletes at PWIs, they don't really be mixed with the congregation of people.
Right,
you know, so that dwindles it down even more. Mm-hmm. So now your party, if you're lucky to have a party scene or a social scene on campus at these PWIs sometimes. Yeah, so it's like, can you talk about how you teach kids to maintain who they are going into these other spaces?
Yes. I think we're really, really big on authenticity. Mm-hmm. So what you'll find, especially from everybody who is associated with our organization, is that we try to be authentic at all times. And we really want to instill that in students as well, that authenticity, being able to advocate for themselves. I think that's a big piece when you, especially when you go to to a PWI, when you go to college in general, but especially in that space where you are very much the minority. So being able to advocate for yourself and kind of building that confidence, this academy kind of goes through all of that on top of making sure that they understand academics and the importance, even if they are athletes. I've had so many athletes who, when it's time to go to college, you know, they don't have the grades because they didn't prepare until it was time to go to college.
Yeah, it was till it was too late.
Exactly.
Right. And we're so lucky to be here together right now, because we all went to college together. And one of the most important things about culture is that you can create it. And one of the things we want to instill in our young scholars is leadership. It takes a lot of leadership. I was president of Men of Color, NAACP.
Over at UMKC.
I worked in TASU. Yeah. I was president of the radio station. That's where me and Shay met. So, like, you want to, and I use those positions to create a culture where people could feel safe, where they could do what they wanted to do, where we could have different events, where we can get our kind of food, where we could order what we wanted and what we wanted to do. And you can do that. That money that you invest in those communities is for you. You need to take ownership of your college experience. And that's some of the things that we want to teach students before they even get there.
So that information is going down April 4th. That's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. What's the location on it?
It's going to be at the W.E.B. Du Bois Learning Center. That is 4510 Linwood. You're right.
No. That's just what I do. I just kind of add that on.
Deceased. He had that little, you know, that little seasoning.
Right.
Du Bois. But yeah.
4510 Linwood Boulevard. Okay. And a big piece for us is exposure. So one of the things that we're being exposed to, we actually do have a culminating college tour to Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis this year. Kansas City has, I mean, Missouri has two HBCUs, and most people only know about Lincoln. We're going to give them that exposure to Harris Stowe so that we can start, you know, getting people in Kansas City to look more at schools like that.
I love that.
Right. Because when we talk about culture, ain't nothing bigger than the HBCU.
Facts.
Ain't nothing bigger than the frats and sororities. Make sure we have a lot of board members that are members of those organizations. Absolutely. Especially the greatest one in the world, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
He just had to. I knew he was loading up to get us to go somewhere. But,
you know, shout out to the good work of those bros and the bros of other organizations. So, and we have at least three or four organizations represented on our board. We want to expose people to the greatness that they can have through these experiences. So, yeah.
Black Excellence Academy, they looking for them sophomores, class of 2028. Sign your kids up right now.
This Saturday,
10 to 12.
Thank you, guys.
Y'all have a good one. Be a blessing.
Thank you.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jeans.
A spokesperson for General Mills originally confirmed that the customers can start buying the La Tierra tacos online, D, starting on April 13th. So in about 11 days or so.
Set my alarm.
And then from stores, you can start buying them on 420. Very appropriate. Like,
something wrong with you.
I'm just saying because
I think I still got a box that I just kept for in case it.
A box of what?
The La Tierra.
I thought you were talking about something else. Right.
No.
Wee.
That ain't even my brand.
Oh. I heard you on a commercial, the Dispo commercial the other day.
AI's getting out of hand, man. We got to do something about it.
April 20th, you can start getting them from these La Tierra tacos. They back. You can get them at Walmart,
man. Yeah, them shells fire. I ain't going to lie. Them things, woo, you go through a box
you
quick.
Said the shells, the box of shells?
Yes.
Stay off the weed. Okay.
Are you going to go buy some?
Some shells?
The taco shells.
Sure.
Sure, you want it. Sure gives eye.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Is that what you was about to say? I felt like you was finna go there.
I'm just gonna go buy me a box of shells.
Okay.
Weed.
You had the Newports yesterday, too. You really wildin'.
Benson and Hedges. If I'm a cigarette guy, I don't smoke cigarettes.
You didn't put it out there.
I don't smoke cigarettes, y'all. It's a
you
joke.
You didn't start
Stop.
To get... Okay.
Don't put that on
jokey,
me.
Jokey.
Shut up, Ryan.
All right, Mr. Raspy.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826 on your time, cousin. High up 71. Currently at 62. Cloudy skies at Research Hospital. Singer Brandy speaks on her current relationship with her brother, Ray J.
There's distance right now. Yes, a few things that he's been doing in the public eye that I don't condone. And I just feel like loving him from afar right now is best for me and my peace. My life with Ray and my connection with him is all throughout the book. And you can see my love for him is just, it never wavers.
Very few more embarrassing things than having a family member just wilding out.
I mean, that's been his name since the very beginning. So I understand that. And I love the fact that they're still a family. Everybody's okay. And Ray J knows that he, unfortunately, has had some shortcomings.
Leave me the hell alone.
And that Brandy book phases. Got it. Been listening to it. Oh, it's, I love this song, too.
What you want? Get it cracking if you like. Must be
somebody's probably like...
One of those,
y'all better not quit y'all day jobs. Look, we hear you, cousin. We gonna leave the singing for y'all, for that's my jam.
You can do
the
little Kim to that
song. Little Kim dance. Yeah. Other news, Tiger Woods, he ain't doing no dance at all. At least not in the States. He announced on the other day that he plans to step away from golf for an indefinite period to focus on his health. Woods was arrested about last Friday or so for a DUI with property damage and refusal to submit a DUI test.
A what? Following refusal?
Refusal. Sorry, my Memphis was coming out there. My little Memphis was coming out. So sorry. But he entered a plea of not guilty in court. And so that's that on that.
Your man got some issues.
So, yeah, I believe he will. He's going to go up and figure that whole thing out. Okay, you just...
Come on.
You just want to close it out with this.
Feel like one of those nights. right there.
Shout out to Brandy the Goat, one of the greatest ever.
That's my jam on the way. Could it be Brandy? Probably not. It's
should,
Joe.
It should be. Oh, fun. Whoop-de-doo.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those confident, enthusiastic, and a little moody Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over birthday love to comedian and a member of the 85 South Show. Happy birthday, Carlos Miller. Sending a happy heavenly birthday to reality star, singer, and one of the Braxtons. Happy heavenly birthday to Tracy Braxton. A major happy heavenly birthday to soul singer whose music is still relevant to today, the Grammy Award winner, Marvin Gaye. Send us a birthday love to our favorite cousin from the A. Happy B-Day, Young Jock. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to rapper, former member of the Migos, happy birthday to Quavo.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Quaymah Ryan, Crystal Angelita, and Jermaine Gordon. Sending birthday love to Travis Jackson, Becky Lou Shields, and Hustle with Finesse. Happy birthday, Veronica Billings, Brian Nelson, and Jesus Divine Espinoza. Happy birthday, MGM Mike Musa and Joe Will. Plus a big special happy birthday to my uncle, Nody Newton. Love you, man. Plus happy birthday to everybody else born on April 2nd. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Oh, my gosh. It's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. What you doing?
Just sitting outside my second part-time job, waiting to go clock in.
Get to the money, girl. I get it.
Hard-working woman. Hey, okay. What's an air freshener you got in that car?
I got a coconut one.
Not bad.
Yeah, I can't.
Ain't your steez, man.
Absolutely not. But I
the beach plant.
Okay, I got it. Makes you feel like you're not in Kansas City right now with all this rain, huh?
Yes.
Well, we got two tickets to the R&B Lovers Tour that's going down tomorrow night. Want to send you and a friend, but you got to finish these lyrics. You confident?
Yes.
Girl, I feel like you could be the one to make the difference in my life. Cause I'm tired of living trying.
Come on.
Don't wanna be a player no more. I think I found someone I could live my life for. Don't wanna be a player no more.
Come on, come on.
Oh my gosh, I forgot the rest.
It's all right, we'll end it there.
Hey!
Your mind for sure.
That's just good. That's good enough, cousin. You get those two tickets to the R&B Lovers Tour, Keith Sweat, Joe, Drew Hill, and more. Who you taking with you?
I'm taking one of my co-workers.
Huh, you work at Ford?
No, Piper. I'm a bus driver.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to
okay.
The bus drivers. We appreciate y'all.
We know y'all clean. We know y'all good. Okay, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the mornings. Hot 103 Jams.